It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, February 13th, 2023. Well, we have some interesting stuff in the weather forecast today that I want to share with you, some regarding the sea and some regarding the land. So let's start with the marine weather forecast. A high surf advisory until 12 p.m. Tuesday for the North Oregon and South Washington coasts. Large waves and hazardous surf conditions, breakers up to 25 feet. This is from noon Monday to noon Tuesday. So destructive waves may wash over beaches, jetties, and other structures unexpectedly. People can be swept off rocks and jetties and drown while observing high surf. Minor beach erosion may damage coastal properties and buildings. Higher than normal water run-up is expected on beaches and low-lying shoreline. What this means is sneaker wave risk, and so for people who might be thinking of going to the beach to observe the waves, go somewhere high up. Cape Disappointment is a great place where you can be high up on the cliffs and observe. There are other places as well, but just be very careful. These sneaker waves, as they are called, are waves that just kind of come out of nowhere. They can look just a lot like the regular waves on the beach, but all of a sudden, one just rushes up on the beach, and it doesn't take very much water to wash you out to sea. So I just want to repeat that caution to please be careful and be mindful. And of course, never turn your back on the ocean anytime, no matter what the conditions. Today's marine weather, well, we have a cold front over the southeast Gulf of Alaska that has dropped quickly to the southeast, pushing across our area. We have a cold and unstable air mass that will be over us through Monday through tonight, with plenty of showers and a few thunderstorms. Another front will cross our region on Monday night. Expect breezy northwest winds and steep, choppy seas for Monday and Tuesday. High pressure will return on Wednesday, bringing more tranquil weather. But for the time being, we have a small craft advisory through this morning and a gale warning for this afternoon through tomorrow morning. The marine weather forecast includes west winds 20 to 25 knots becoming north, 30 to 35 knots with gusts to 40 in the afternoon. Combined seas 16 to 18 feet with a dominant period of 15 seconds apart, building to 22 feet by late afternoon. Showers are in the forecast and isolated thunderstorms. And those potential 22-foot seas in the afternoon has affected our ship schedule, so we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a little more about our land-based weather forecast, which is kind of significant. It contains some cautions about weather that we don't usually get here. We actually have a winter storm warning in effect until 1 p.m. Tuesday. This was issued Sunday afternoon. It says heavy snow expected. This warning is for the coast range of northwest Oregon, and I would assume that would extend into the Willapa Hills and the coast range in Washington. So they're saying heavy snow expected, especially above 2,000 feet. I don't know how many people are living at that altitude here, but total snow accumulations at 2,000 feet and above could be 6 to 11 inches in high elevations. Now, below 2,000 feet, people living in coast range areas, 2 to 7 inches of snow, winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. So this is from 10 a.m. today to 1 p.m. tomorrow. The National Weather Service says travel could be very difficult. Please take that into consideration if you need to travel anywhere inland from Astoria, Cannon Beach, any of those places. It could be bad on 26 and parts of 30 could be difficult too. Might be a good weather day to avoid traveling if you can. So let's take a look at today's ship schedule. I wanted to start out by explaining something that I have added to the printed ship schedule that I put on my ship on my website and then link to on the Ship Report Facebook page. I had some questions from people about cargo and about which cargoes are coming in and which cargoes are going out. So most of our ships coming in here are arriving to load cargo and deliver it elsewhere, usually overseas. So there are a select number of ships that do come in to deliver cargo, but they really are not very many of them. So on the ship schedule, if you are a person who likes to look at the printed ship schedule, when I see a ship that I know is coming in to deliver cargo, I'll mark it with the letter D. And of course, on the ship schedule here where I'm talking to you, I'll explain all that, and I do. But there were people who just wanted to see it on the printed schedule. Perhaps they couldn't hear the show or just wanted to look at it later. Interesting to note that if a ship comes in to deliver cargo but doesn't have any cargo going back out, which can be the case here, They sometimes leave with what's called ballast water on board. They take on water in the port when, as they are unloading their cargo at the dock, they take on water at the same time to replace the weight and stability that cargo affords them on the inbound leg of the journey. And so that when they leave, they're sitting higher in the water than they would be if they were loaded with cargo, but they do have ballast water on board. And that makes it much safer for them to go out into the stormy North Pacific, especially at this time of year. So if you see the ship schedule online, if you're one of those people who likes to look at it, that letter D means that the ship is coming in to deliver cargo. And you'll see that not very many of them, most of them are picking up cargo to take it elsewhere. But let's take a look at who we've got on the schedule today. The Sakura Harmony, arriving from LA, headed for Vancouver, Washington, could be bringing in a cargo of wood. Passing Astoria around 9:30 a.m., she could be in Vancouver by 3:30 p.m. The Green Cove is arriving from San Francisco, headed for Vancouver. Subaru's on board. She's a car carrier, one that comes in here fairly often. That's a familiar ship name on the schedule if you're a regular listener. The Anani and the Sinop are the other two ships on the inbound schedule. One's arriving from Japan, the Anani, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat eventually. And the Sinop is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's Anchorage. I believe another wheat ship. But these last three vessels that I mentioned here, the Green Cove, the Anani, and the Sinop, are all on weather-permitting status. Because if you remember earlier when I was mentioning the marine weather forecast, it includes 22-foot seas by late afternoon. If the seas do get that high, the Columbia River bar will be at least on yellow status, if not red status, meaning that the bar pilots have suspended their services, their piloting services, until the weather improves. So safety is a very big factor in whether ships can cross the bar or not. So we'll just have to see what happens with vessels that are with any of our ships on the river. If the weather gets worse, they may just sort of ask everybody to just wait until things improve later on. This weather system shouldn't last too long. As of Sunday afternoon, the bar was on yellow status. So they're just kind of taking it as it goes and asking ships to wait as conditions require that for safety. We have four outbound ships on the schedule. We'll see whether they go anywhere with the weather because they're all estimated afternoon departures. And in our Astoria anchorages, we have the Royal Knight slated to leave for Longview at 2 a.m. She's going there to pick up soda ash, could be in Longview by 5:30 a.m., so she's already up there. And the C-SPAN Raider is a tug that is waiting to go out to sea that is in the Astoria anchorage. She's probably here to pick up a barge. And she's on the schedule to leave at midnight and go out across the Columbia River bar. So kind of an unusual situation where a vessel that is in the Astoria anchorage goes out to sea instead of going upriver to pick up cargo. If you'd like to see the entire ship schedule online, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net. You can also find where you will find a link to a podcast of this program and many others. And I also post links to the ship schedule and podcasts on my Ship Report Facebook page. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.